We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Bulls Nation? And welcome in to CHGO Bulls Postgame, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download that app and use promo code CHGO when you sign up. Ooh, not the Winner's Lounge, unfortunately. Welcome in, nonetheless. I'm Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. My guys, Big Dave at Bow, B-A-W-L Sports. Will the Goat is at Will_Gottlieb. Our guy, Steven, rocking with us on the controls, filling in for Joey this weekend.
Steven!
Mark coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Steven!
Mark A., our other member with an all-cast fire Billy. I don't know if this one is squarely on Billy, you guys. The Bulls fall to the Sacramento Kings, 110-101. That means the beam is lit. That's how the Bulls road
trip
ends.
Should we just pretend to be Kings fans right now?
I mean,
never want to be a Kong fan, even though I like the Kongs.
Maybe we need a beam at the United Center. Maybe that's the biggest problem of this season.
The beam
we're
is
sitting
like
here watching.
The statue's inside.
22nd century fly the W. That's what I've decided.
Ooh.
It's light the beam. That's
like
so
the
cool.
Beam is like flying the W. Okay.
Don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all. Take
it's a take.
It.
What
you
we
think,
don't hate
fan?
I can't think of anything other than just the opposite effect of when that big alien laser comes down on the White House on Independence Day.
Yeah.
But it's a purple beam going up.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
But I think about Independence Day every time I see it.
It's so pretty. And then
it's so pretty.
And then murders everyone.
Which, let's be honest, good for the Kings. They beat us. They're having a nice season. That's how their season's going to end.
Yeah.
Crashing and burning,
crashing
like
and
the
burning.
White House exploding.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Starting off strong and crashing and burning it in.
Yeah.
But looking good doing it.
Yeah.
That's an entertaining basketball team that scores a lot of points.
Gosh. Okay, gentlemen, let's start here because this is obviously the most frustrating part about tonight. Zach LaVine, who had really been struggling coming into tonight's game, didn't really seem to have his shot. He had gone ice cold, still struggling with that. Getting that the quickness of that first step back that allowed him to get to the rim mm-hmm. and play above the rim like we've always known Zach to be able to do. He had that going on tonight. Mm-hmm. He was knocking down everything around the rim. Like at one point early in this game, or what, around halftime, he was 8 of 11 from the field and had only taken one three.
Yeah.
He was finishing at the rim. He finishes tonight with 41 points. We finally get a good game from Zach and no one else feels like showing up.
It's not even,
what the hell?
It's not even the good game. It's the game. It was the Zach LaVine game we've been asking about. I remember we sat on that couch. We said, man, can we get a Zach LaVine game under here? Can
please?
We get one? And he came and he gave us one. Laura Lou says, please give Zach honorary goon of the night. I cannot do that. Goon of the night is for winners. You must win the game. You goon to win the game.
Hello?
Hello? You got the goon. You got to get the win. But he gets nothing but love from the beginning. I was like, ooh, that looks different. Ooh, what's that move? Ooh, I remember he used to, oh, snap. And a lot of me saying that to Will. I'm sure that's how it sounded in Will's ear. Mm-hmm. Just how me spewing all kinds of happiness watching Zach LaVine play basketball. But he was controlled. He was consistent. He was athletic. He did it from inside. He did it from outside. He was assisting. He was in the paint getting rebounds. Like, he had, what, four steals?
Four steals. That's
four
just
four steals with Zach LaVine. Like, he played very, very well tonight, Will.
Yeah, I thought he sort of commanded his own game in a way that we haven't really seen much lately. Like, the last couple weeks, we've been talking about him making life harder for himself. But I think today, he kind of made life easy. He wasn't taking super hard shots. The first couple were, like, transition layup, just going to the basket.
Yeah.
It was layup wasn't there, pull it back out, and then do the little Smitty layup, go up and under. So I thought he just got himself off to a good start by finding easy looks for himself, and then he sort of just got hot and then kept getting hot, and then would heat check and miss, and then would just still kind of stay hot. It's a shame that he cooled down when he got pulled in the third quarter, just normal break because you can't play, you know, 48 minutes in a row. So he came out third quarter, rested a bit, and then when he came back in, he wasn't quite there again until a little bit later. Obviously, the Bulls kind of tapered off there towards the end, but really like what we saw from Zach tonight. And, yeah, I mean, again, it's all these, like, pieces here and there, and, like, this thing over here and that thing over there is a reason for optimism, but we haven't seen them all together yet.
Yeah.
And so it's like, just to your point, Matt, like, can we get something else to go right so that they can win a game?
Nope. Apparently the answer is no. Tonight.
Can't have it.
Not tonight. Zach finally has an awesome game. DeMar goes 6 of 18. I mean, we know and love what it is that Alex Caruso does for this team.
Yes.
Has been in this starting lineup for 2 games now.
Correct.
In place of Ayo Dosunmu. Hey, Dave, remember when I asked you around halftime, hey, guess how many points Alex Caruso has?
Yes, I do.
And you were like, 0? And I was like, correct. It wasn't a trick question. It was an easy question.
Yes.
You know what he finished the game with?
I'm going to say 0, man.
Correct. Goose egg from one of your starters.
Not a thing.
Not to say that Alex Caruso is one of the biggest problems with this team right now, but
right.
I mean, not you got to get help from somewhere.
Yeah.
And you also really didn't get much of anything from your bench tonight.
It's true. It's true. You didn't get any of that. Laura, who's back on me about Zach, said Zach's a winner. Listen, it's a team thing. If you're going to get goon of the night, it's a team thing, man. The win has to come with it. Them's the rules. But Zach LaVine was great. He did a great job. He will get all the praise, but that's as far as it can go, man. You can't break out the gold belt because you got the L. That ain't how it is. No, no. The gold belt is for the winners.
I do want to talk about the bench because Billy made some interesting choices tonight. Before that, though, while we're on the topic of Zach, Micah Williams has a super chat in the comments saying Zach was definitely very upset, didn't even shake anyone's hand,
sure did.
Just walked off the court, but I like it. This team needs some of that fire.
They do.
I did not notice that.
I said it immediately.
Maybe it's because I walked away as there were still seconds ticking off the clock.
Yeah, you were over there, you know, burning them in effigy over there.
Doesn't it just kind of give you like 2018 Bulls vibes, though? Like Zach scoring 40 and being really frustrated as he walks off the court in another loss.
Oh, man.
It's like makes me kind of sour.
It does, and it's more frustrating because you have other guys on your team who can score those points. That's why it doesn't give me those vibes.
Yeah, DeMar.
I have actual people that can score.
DeMar, I think, is 10 for his last 33.
Yeah, he's struggling.
Like, his last 2 games, it's just so weird.
Yeah.
He's struggling out there, man.
You know what it is? It's because he heard Bill Simmons talking about a trade.
Yeah.
And now he's upset about it, and he's in his feelings.
Yeah.
So now he's not trying as hard. You know, that is a real thing that a Bulls fan said to me on Twitter tonight.
How'd it make you feel, Matt?
It made me feel sorry for the lack of brain cells of that individual.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's why DeMar's having a rough little mini stretch right here. It's because he heard about trade rumors on Twitter that aren't even real.
Yeah.
So now he's salty about it and not trying.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah,
some people.
He's just doesn't have it right now. I mean, but again, still threw in 6 rebounds and 4 assists. Tried his best out there to play defense. That's the one thing I've noticed about him during this slump is his effort on defense has gotten better. I remember when we used to yell about his effort on defense because he wouldn't give it. We were like, well, he's scoring 38. What do we want to do here? But now it's not working, so he's putting in a little bit more effort on that defensive end. Again, he's not a great defender or nothing like that. All I wanted was effort from him. You're seeing that. But now you're like, yeah, the points was a little bit better, right? The score is a little bit better for him. So hopefully he can come back home off of this road trip, find himself at the UC, because damn it, I don't want to see another game like that for Zach LaVine without anybody coming with him. He just needed one person to come with him. Just one person to come with him, and the Bulls would have pulled this victory out. But he couldn't find that person, and we go home with the 2-4 record on the road trip.
Real rough. Real rough.
Which we all kind of said was going to be the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can sort of look bigger picture if we want to save that for later. Maybe that's fine. But, like, what did we say when they went out for the road trip? What did we say the record?
I mean, 2-4.
2-4.
2-4.
That would have been great. 3-3 would have been awesome. They had a chance to do that.
Yeah.
I think it's more like, how did it look on the way to that 2-4?
Correct.
What's disappointing for me, and there was a super chat earlier, forgive me because I can't remember who
it was. It's AK saying, what is this team's identity?
yeah, it's like the identity. You have these games where you play super well against the Bucks, and like everything is clicking. You're shooting threes. DeMar is defending. Kobe White is defending. Everything is going right. And then you have games like this that come right after that, and it just looks like it's a different team. And so the identity part, I mean, to be still trying to figure that out, because I think that's what the answer is, to still be figuring that out a year later with continuity being like the key of the offseason is really disappointing. So I get it. I know the outcome was 2-4, but like the way you started that with two huge wins, one of them was at home, obviously, right, against the Celtics. But with a huge win against them and then another huge win against the Bucks, it is kind of disappointing to like lose all that momentum.
Gone. Slipped away right through the fingers. It's a woozy. It's a wazzy.
Yeah. It's just crazy to think about how we felt at the beginning of this trip with that win over Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Where the Bulls were like, oh, yeah, we just beat one of the best teams.
I was like giddy driving home from Milwaukee a week ago.
Yeah. After. As well you should have.
I picture you. I've got an image in my head of you like just.
And now they're five games under 500. Like that is bad.
It's not good.
Jet Brock's in the comments saying our identity is bricked threes. And see, here's the crazy thing. On a night when the Bulls were actually more efficient behind the three-point line than their opponents.
They were.
They still got outscored behind the three-point line. The Kings chucked up a bunch. 13 of 43 for just over 30%.
Yeah.
The Bulls shot 36%. But they only shot 25 threes and made 9 of them. Ugh. That's getting outscored by 12 behind the three-point line. Bulls lose by 9.
How many possessions did we sit there and watch, and it was like, damn, a three-point shooter right here would be nice? Because the reason they weren't taking them is because they were not three-point shooters.
Yeah.
And the ball and the offense and the way it was flowing, it was like, boom, there's an open three-point shot. Three-point shooter takes that shot right there. Nope, ball swing, movement. Turnover, ball swing, movement, missed jumper, ball swing, movement, ball rolls off your leg, out of bounds. God damn it, they don't have no shooters. And that's just been the frustrating part. It was the main thing we talked about coming into this season, and you just see it on a nightly basis going in with this team. So it's frustrating.
I'm like losing ways to put it differently. Like the Bulls lose against math again.
Math ain't mathing, baby.
Math is undefeated. The Bulls are defeated.
Math is undefeated. The math ain't mathing. So you got to get a shooter somewhere, somehow. And I don't care who. Maybe you got one on your bench. You're just not playing. Who knows? I don't know. But you have to get a shooter in here because your offense cannot have that flow. And you thought it would be Kobe White. Again, that's why I talk so much about Kobe White being a threat out there, just being an actual threat, just being on the floor. But he'll play himself out of a game. Mm-hmm. And that's the frustrating part because it's necessary for you to be there, but then he doesn't value the ball on certain possessions.
Yeah.
Then he'll start doing that old Kobe 1-on-4 kind of thing, taking a step back jumper, you know what I'm saying? Why? And then doing that.
Along two in transition, 1-on-4.
Come on, man. Like at the end, you're out the game. You're done. And Billy's like, go have a seat. You ain't got it tonight. So he's not giving him that opportunity to do it. And I don't blame him, you know what I'm saying, for that. But it's needed so damn much. It just makes everything in life simpler for any basketball team when you just have one shooter. Just one shooter out there, man. One consistent shooter out there for the Bulls team, man. And they don't have it. Or it doesn't exist. Who knows?
One shooter might be nice.
It's the former. They don't have it.
Nope. All right. We got to take our first break here. While we do that, hit that thumbs up button if you're watching along with us on YouTube. When we come back, I saw our guy Salim had an interesting comment about some small ball opportunities that Billy might explore. And I did want to talk about Billy's rotation in the first half compared to the second. So we will get to that coming up next. But first, if you weren't at the CHGO Bears tailgate today, you missed out on some good times. You also missed out on some good meat.
Meat!
From our friends at Green Ridge Farm, a Chicago local meat and cheese company offering you a better all-natural option. Makers of all-natural deli meat sausages and their famous delicious meat sticks. Perfect for tailgating, happy hour, school lunches. And with 16 grams of protein packed into every meat stick, they make a perfect post-workout snack. You know, I had one after my workout today, gentlemen.
Yes, you did.
Maybe I had two.
Maybe three.
Maybe three.
Yes.
Maybe four.
Maybe the arm curls.
If you haven't tried them yet, y'all, seriously, you are missing out. Those meat stick curls. delicious because they're made from recipes generations in the making. And being all natural, they deliver a fresh and flavorful alternative at snack time. And check out some of those flavor varieties like jalapeno cheddar and spicy chili. You can always find them in the refrigerated section at Costco and Sam's Club, plus all of your local Chicagoland grocery stores. Right now, if you go to their website, greenridgefarm.com, and place an online order, put three of their products in your shopping cart, add some meat sticks to that order, and those meat sticks will be free if you use promo code CHGO. Free meat sticks. Promo code CHGO. Those are all the syllables you'll ever need in life. GreenRidgeFarm.com. Get some meat up in your life.
Get it up in ya.
Da gabagoo.
Da gabagoo. You know what, Matt? Matt had a lot
He's
of meat.
Broken.
He did. You have broken Matt Peck. You have broken Matt Peck.
Where's the gabagoo?
He's full of meat and gabagoo. All right. But you know what he had this morning? Do you know how he started his day?
I have
not
idea.
With meat. He didn't do it with meat. Meat was a part of the day for sure. No question about it. But I know how he started his day. Those 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and oh, sweet Justin Fields, the adaptogens. Oh, to help him start his day correctly. I'm talking about Athletic Greens, y'all. That special blend of ingredients that supports your gut health, nervous system, immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and your aging. All the things that you want to take care of. You're investing in that all-in-one nutritional insurance. It costs less than $3 a day. And it's cheaper than getting all those supplements yourself. Vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free, contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals, or artificial anything. And it does all this while still tasting amazing. Let me give you an Athletic Greens hack right here. Earlier today, you know, I had my naked juice. You know what I'm saying? Strawberry banana. Strawberry banana's undefeated. Any kind of smoothie you ever want to do in your life, strawberry banana's undefeated. I'm looking at it. Got a little bit left in there. I was like, I could chug this. Or, boom, I get a scoop of the Athletic Greens, dump it in,
do it.
Shake that joint up, chug it on down, baby. Get you more of that goodness in your system along with that smoothie. That's a hack for you right there, y'all. Don't just have to be water. You can put it in your smoothie and it be awesome. Oh, so many ways to do the right thing. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of that immune supporting vitamin D and 5 of them free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do, visit athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bulls. That's athleticgreens.com/CHGO Bulls to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance because it's Athletic Greens. You scoop it, you dump it, you shake it, you drink it.
You feel it.
In your system. All in there.
I think shake it up and chug it on down might be my new favorite.
Yep. Shake it up. Chug it on down, baby.
Chug it on down.
Chug it on down. Chug it right on down to Chinatown.
I'm sorry. I'm still trying to get past.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't get past that?
Gabagoo.
We'll hit you with
it. I saw in the comments I had to say it.
You had to say it.
One of my all-time favorite words. I mean, it was all I could say.
Oh, my goodness. All right, guys. Moving right along. Salim, shout out to our buddy from Bulls Gold. Saying, I think the Bulls need to find ways to play small more. Get Pat minutes at the five. I like the DJJ Pat front court that Billy tried tonight. So Billy tried that in the second half.
Ugh.
The first half was DJJ and Drummond on the floor at the same time. And we were all sitting there in that second quarter, that poop of a quarter. With that lineup out there, it was Drummond, DJJ, Dragic, DeMar, and Ayo. And then Caruso in for Ayo, but those same four. And the Bulls got outscored by 70 in the 4 or so minutes that fivesome was on the floor.
Yeah.
So I appreciate the fact that Billy didn't try that again in the second half.
Yeah.
And then we saw what Salim just brought up, which was DJJ and Pat on the floor together. But Salim here maybe even suggesting finding lineups where Pat is the five?
Maybe.
I don't know about that. We were just talking tonight about how Pat's season average on rebounds is not even 4.
Listen, that lineup was pure ass.
Dude.
And the problem with it was the minute it happened, Matt was mad. Wait, what? Everybody was confused when it first came out. It was like, wait, what? Where are you getting shooting
from? Who's shooting?
Who's shooting on this lineup? And it wasn't of that. It's the fact it continued. It stayed on and on and on and on and on. The Bulls had 9 turnovers in that quarter.
Oh, God.
And 4 of them were Derrick Jones Jr. It was bad.
How does a dude who doesn't touch the ball have 4 turnovers?
They
don't understand.
Bro, when it happened, immediately the entire game shifted because the Bulls were leading. And the game shifted. They went on a 15-5 run when that lineup came in. 15-5. And there was a wrap after that. And we were begging somebody to get some shooting in there. No, Billy, that was an ass lineup, Billy. And I'm glad he changed it in the second half, but he needed to change that shit sooner. That was a trash lineup, bro.
That's what I was going to say. Like, they did get the adjustment, but it came too late. Like, That nearly cost them the game.
Yeah.
We've seen, like, this isn't – we had the question about identities. This is not an identity thing, but it seems to be a trend that we're seeing over and over again where they get into these really deep holes and then they claw themselves out of it. Like, that's kind of who they are right now, is a team that if they're going to win, it's because they've clawed themselves out of a 15-point deficit.
Yeah.
And it almost happened tonight, but, like, you can't live in that world.
Right.
It's just so difficult. And so you're managing minutes. You've got Javonte out of the lineup. Like, all this stuff is going on, and – you know, there's a time and a place to test out some of these lineups. I don't hate that in theory, but it didn't work. And it kind of went on a little too long. I did like the adjustment, like Salim pointed out, to have Patrick and Derek out there in the early fourth quarter, I believe.
Yeah.
That lineup was really good, and it helped them cut the lead down to 1 or whatever it was. Drummond's had a couple of weird games now where it's difficult for him to be out there when he's kind of killing you and clogging up space.
Yeah.
And, like, you can get away with that having a complete non-shooter out there if you've got spacing around him.
Correct.
But as we've talked about ad nauseum, there's there's no spacing around him.
Zero spacing.
Mm-hmm. There's none.
Yeah, no.
It was bad.
I don't know if I'm as far as Ryan in the comments who said, I've seen enough of Drummond and Dragic, to be honest.
Damn.
I
mean,
there have been games this season where, like, the Bulls don't win without the efforts of Drummond and Dragic.
I feel like that's one of the two known quantities of this team. And that could fall apart at any given point. Like, there's a reason why we're all skeptical about those signings. DeMar being good, he's allowed to have bad games, people.
Yeah.
DeMar being good and the Dragic-Drummond unit with the second group has been awesome.
Yeah.
Those are, like, the two things that we know about this team.
That's true. They can't change that.
Our guy Mark K in the comments saying that lineup was the same as last season, which was DeMar and the bench guys that owned everyone. It was fine based on past data.
When they were hitting threes?
Yeah.
That's a little different. It was a little different last season. It was a lot different last season. A lot of different
season. When we looked at that five that was out there in that second quarter and we all
– Yeah, with everybody – yeah.
Who's shooting? Like, who – who is shooting out here?
That was really funny. Honestly, it was
because answer is nobody. Io's been chucking up bricks recently.
Yeah.
Dragic has been chucking up bricks recently.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the one.
Derrick Jones Jr. hit a corner three tonight, and I damn near had a heart attack.
Yes.
It's true.
Because it was shocking.
That wasn't happening last year.
It was shocking.
When he was shooting 40% in the first half of the season.
Oh, my God.
Like, it wasn't happening then when Io was shooting 40% in the first half of the season. Like, it was different. You know what I mean? It was different. It was a whole different monster, man. But, no, it didn't work at all. I don't want to see it again because the shooting ain't there of what it was last year. So, no, can't do it.
And you can't, like, bank on that to improve. Like, the Bulls – I want to pull up the numbers here real quick. But, like, the Bulls are not a good shooting team. That's why they don't take very many threes. Like, volume of threes is oftentimes an indicator of quality because teams aren't just, like – throwing up a ton of threes if they don't have any shooters and those shooters aren't confident.
Yeah.
That's the category the Bulls fall into. And so, like, whereas we talk about, Lonzo maybe coming back helping the Bulls, whereas we talk about Zach starting to look more like he did tonight coming back and helping the Bulls, those being indicators of them having area to improve, I don't think you can say the same thing about the shooting because the shooting, I mean, whenever they do have a good shooting night, it's like kind of a surprise. They still shoot less than 33s a game, which is insane to me. So I don't think you can really count on that becoming one of their strengths at any point. Am I wrong?
I don't know why that just threw me off. Because you're right. No, you're right. You're right. No, that works on him, not me. No. That break you.
Oh, we got a big old super chat from AK.
Yeah, 35.5% on threes.
What do you think of the Lonzo injury update coming back in a Bulls uniform? Per Billy, it's been really slow. Just being honest, Billy said in the latest non-update. on the progress of injured Bulls point guard Lonzo Ball. So, yeah, we talked a little bit about that in pregame when that update happened earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely call that an update.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an update, and it's not a good one. Yeah. We were kind of maybe hoping that if the Bulls could stay afloat and sniffing the Eastern Conference playoff picture, Lonzo comes back, gets himself into form, the same timeline of Zach LaVine getting himself into form. Mm-hmm. Maybe this team can make something happen, make a playoffs, and then who knows. I am preparing myself mentally right now based on that most recent update. Lonzo ain't playing this season. Mm. That's what that sounded like to me. Still not running, still not cutting, still no contact. I mean, we're a week or so into December now, gentlemen. Like, yeah. Time is fleeting.
Time is moving. Time's ticking on. I continue to say all-star break. I mean, that's the only thing I'm going to keep saying. It's all-star break. I'm not saying that you're wrong, that you won't play again this year, but that's just the thing I had in my head. If I hear that all-star break, that, yeah, it still ain't doing it, and I'll be like, okay, yeah, he not playing. We out.
That's only like a little over a month away,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I know. But that's all I'm rolling on is that. And because Bulls have shown me some secrecy.
All-star break is mid-Feb. Yeah. So that's like all – that's a little over
that's
2 months.
That's all of January and a little bit of Feb.
Over
and all
2 months
that, and including
now.
This month. So, but again – no. It's in February. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to keep rolling with is all-star break in my head. That's what I see.
But at the same time, I'm not saying you're wrong by any means, but at the same time, you have to look at the trends on the way there.
Correct.
The Bulls started 5-4. They beat – the Nets and then the Hornets to get to 5-4 on November 2nd. Since then, they are 4-10 in 14 games. 4-10.
Not good.
I mean,
that's what I was told. It's not good.
That's not good. You've been told correctly.
Thank you.
Because that
Thank
is
you.
Not good.
I told myself. So I am correct. It's not a good thing, man. So yeah, this team is struggling without him. You definitely see the need for him, but they're going to have to figure that out. You know, and I think the all-star break, I mean, because I think that's when everything will come to fruition for me as far as is it time to, you know, make these trades and get some people in here, you know what I'm saying, that we've been crying about, which is actual three-point shooting and some interior defense and some more basketball IQ. I like basketball IQ.
Oh, love so, basketball
IQ. It's my thing.
Love but, IQ.
Yeah, so I'm again, for me, it's all-star break, and you're still trying to tread the water because they still have those plans in their head. Of playoffs, like that's what their plan is right now, whether if we believe that or not, or whether you guys believe that or not, that's what the plan is. So that's what they're doing, treading water, keep moving forward, but you got to get some shooting some kind of damn way.
I think that's a really good point for the pro blow it up tankers is like that is the plan right now until it's not.
Yeah,
and I think that there's this idea of the Bulls have this opportunity because the standings are still close. You're giving yourself an opportunity to get closer to keeping your pick.
Yeah.
Because remember, even if they're in the top four, which I think at this point is like going to be very difficult. I mean, the Spurs just lost 11 straight.
Yeah,
it's going to be very difficult to get there. But you have this opportunity to start the season and get yourself closer by the trade deadline if you commit to it now. If you don't commit to it now, maybe instead of right now, I think they're like sixth in the Tankathon standings. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're 10th. And then it becomes a little bit harder to get all the way down there if you do decide to make those deals. So I get it from that perspective. But right now, the plan is to try to be good. And they may try to be good and end up there anyway. So who knows? But I don't see, you know, like I said, it's for now. Well, when it stops being for now, it's going to be because they changed course. We don't know if or when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that's just kind of how it is. And I think people need to get on board with it until they change. This is not like 2017-18 where they're trying to be bad. Like they're trying to be good.
They're trying to be good, right.
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 As opposed to trying to be bad and failing at that too. My God. Shout out to our guy Braggs who was talking to us about that Nico Mirotic one-man seven-game winning streak that year.
As soon as I walked in, he wanted to ask me about that.
He was happy about the Bears tank win today.
Oh, though. He was ecstatic he about was. It. He's like, and they missed out on Luka. I was like, they weren't getting him regardless, bro. I was like, what's going to happen that way? It wasn't going to happen that way. But, yes, you're right. they shouldn't have done that. Thanks a lot, Nico, Wheels boy.
Oh, my goodness. Nico. With regard to Lonzo and whether or not we're going to see him again this year, Eric Christian said in the comments, you shouldn't be relying on a role player to be that one factor to being a winning team. Even an elite role player like Lonzo.
The Lonzo narrative has become so extreme one way or another. Yeah. It's like, it's insane.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's not like he's like a star role player.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of the same as like, are they tanking or are they competing for a championship? Like, yeah. There is a middle ground. Like, he is very good at being a star role player.
Yeah.
It's not like he wouldn't make the team better. Also, you're right. The Bulls should not be dependent on their fourth best player to win them, you know, to get their record out of the gutter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the truth is in the middle.
Right. It's not false to point out exactly what they're missing with him when you see it on the floor. It's not false to say, oh, my God, they miss his three-point shooting. They miss his passing. They miss his IQ. They miss his leadership. Da, 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 da.
They miss his
you
defense.
See it. They miss his defense. My God. They miss his getting easy buckets for certain guys. They miss it. You know what I mean? Like, that's not saying, oh, God, it can't be stupid to find it out there. That's not what that is. That's pointing out a fact. Those are simple and straight up and down facts, bro. They are missing that, and they need it from somebody. Fine. If you can't get it from Lonzo, who we going to get it from? Then get somebody out there who can get it for us. And then we won't talk about it. Then you'll say, yeah, we can move on. We can do these things. But nobody is giving you the three-point shooting. Nobody is giving you that kind of elite defense. Nobody is giving you getting easy buckets, setting up that half court off. Nobody's doing those things. You know what I'm saying? So that's why it continues to be glaring that he's going like that, bro. That's what it is. It's not like we're over here like, oh, God, Dr. Lonzo. Dude, you got to have those skill sets. You have to have them, especially at the point guard position.
Oh, my God. We got people in the comments asking us if Garpax made better draft picks than Acme.
To be fair,
this commenter also said, or is it too early to judge that?
Mark's my guy. Yeah, it's cool. It's early, bro.
Other than those.
I just thought about it. That was too early, yeah. Yeah, Mark is cool, bro. Yeah, I mean, man. It's bad early, bro.
Gar got that promotion after John had been around for a while, but John was making picks for a long time.
Yeah.
And there were some hits and there were some
long time.
Big old stinky whiffs.
Yes.
All right, we got to take another quick break here while we're doing that. Hit that thumbs up button if you haven't already, and then we will come back to wrap up with a few more thoughts on tonight's game and a look ahead at the Bulls' next game. They have a couple games to come home or a couple days to come home and regroup. Before facing the Wizards. Tonight's episode also brought to our fine fellow Bulls fans by Big Dave.
Come, Ed. Give me the light.
Just give me the light.
Turn it on. The comment. Shut up, all. I've done to you. The ComEd Energy Efficiency Program is committed to helping families and businesses in communities we serve manage energy usage and lower energy bills now and into the future.
Yeah, that's right. You can have that.
I started it. What are you talking about? ComEd offers a wide array of incentives on lighting and other efficiency upgrades to commercial, industrial, and public sector customers of all sizes across our territory. Customers can inquire about how to upgrade outdated lighting to energy and money-saving efficient LED lights, learn more about network lighting to operate your lights through your mobile devices, and track your facility's energy usage, and much, much more. Incentives have recently increased for indoor, outdoor lighting and networked controlled lighting, making these projects even more cost efficient than ever before. So go ahead and visit comed.com/poweringbiz. That's BIZ. Now to start saving money and energy to start a project, contact them at 1-855-433-2700. For more information, email businessee@comed.com or public sector ee@comed.com.
Tonight's episode of Post Game also brought to y'all by our wonderful friends at DraftKings Sportsbook. NBA junkies, the season's heating up, and there are still so many unknowns.
Tons.
When I'm looking to get in on the action, I bet with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NBA and our official betting partner at CHGO. And new customers with promo code CHGO can bet just $5 on any NBA money line. And if you win that money line bet, you are getting $150 back in free bets. $150 in free bets for a $5 money line. No brainer. You can even take a team that's favored to win by double digits. Mm-hmm. Just the money line. Mm-hmm. Take it. $5. 150. Plus, check out those 100% boosted odds, DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Mm. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, combine bets like which team will win, total rebounds, points scored, three pointers made, and more. More legs you add, the bigger the boost, the bigger your shot to win big. One more time, don't forget that promo code CHGO, downloading that DraftKings Sportsbook app. And tonight's DraftKings King of the Game.
Hit it.
Probably the guy that dropped 41. Zachary Attackery, 41, 8 boards, 2 assists. And as you mentioned, Dave, getting it done on the defensive end as well tonight with those 4 steals. Quattro. Unfortunate that it didn't come in a win, but a huge positive feeling to see Zach LaVine play like that, because we had not seen him play like that in a while.
It carried over from the Golden State game in the fourth quarter. Into this game right here. He was assertive and alert, and you didn't see any of those moves that we have been yelling about in this game. That you didn't see that show him the ball and bring it back move. You didn't see him just crashing into people and without any idea as to why. Everything had a rhyme. Everything had a reason. And it was cool when he was taking those heat check shots. You were like, okay, cool, because I just saw you go off.
Also, because nobody else is scoring. So
exactly. And that as well. Yes, nobody else was scoring at all. And that's what sucks about it for Zach, to finally have that game, but then nobody can come along with you to get you that victory, man. That they were, it's right there. It's right there. But Zach had that game. It's good. It's encouraging to see that from Zach, though. It is.
Yeah, it's a positive step. And I think the first layup, I want to say maybe it was the second, was very telling for me, because he got into the paint, took a foul, drew contact, and still made it, and like did that same little finger roll thing that he's been doing.
How you
but
do
he,
that again?
He actually, a little jelly on it.
A little bit.
But he actually made the layup, which he's been missing a lot of.
True.
And it just looked like the bounce was there a little bit more, so. That was a positive sign for me.
Yeah.
Shout out to Laura Lou in the comments, who said, Zachary Attackery, no one had his backery.
That's how it's done.
Sad,
that's
true,
how
well it's executed.
Done. Y'all want to know how
nicely
it's done?
Nicely done, Laura Lou.
Well, I be getting on y'all about how it get done. That's how you get it done.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to be. Congratulations. That was wonderful. I'm proud. Oh.
Shout out also to Tyler in the comments, who said, does Chicago have the most overreactive fans in sports? First, it was Fields as a bust.
Yes.
Then it was trade Zach. Now it's trade DeMar.
Then it's fire Billy.
I think you just answered your own question there, Tyler.
Yeah. That's how it is, bro. Like, it goes down, everybody's got to go down. It goes up, everybody's got to go up. So definitely reactionary, definitely no middle ground. With Bulls fans.
And bless their hearts.
It used to be, but that was way back in the day when it was with the championships.
Yeah.
It used to be a middle ground.
All right.
That was unacceptable because we were going to win championships.
So, gentlemen, we saw a slightly different starting lineup than the previous game because Javonte Green was banged up. So, Pat was back in the starting lineup. Caruso still in the starting lineup in place of Ayo Dosunmu. Just kind of wanted to talk for a minute about how we felt about that tonight, and then say that Javonte is available by the time they play Washington on Wednesday after 2 days off. Where do you think Billy should go, and where do you think Billy will go when it comes to this recent stretch of swapping out Pat and Ayo and swapping in Alex and Javonte?
Wow, that's a good question. I think he'll stick with it as far as Javonte and Caruso being in the starting lineup. Pat was okay. You know what I mean? He wasn't, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 or 5 rebounds?
Something like that.
He was cool. Had a couple standout rebounds when he went up, but didn't have a move to finish it.
That offensive board he had and then missed the putback?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, come on, Pat!
So you saw that, but he was getting done up by Harrison Barnes on a few of those plays, on a few of those matchups. And that's what's going to keep him, you know what I'm saying, on the bench, those kind of things. So, yeah, you'll go with Javonte, because you know the energy that comes with that, and you know what it provides, and you know the slashing and the cutting, and it feels like guys are used to that because they played with that a lot, you know what I'm saying, last year and things like that. But it's just the fact of how they looked against Golden State when that lineup occurred, you know what I mean? And that was, it was one of their best they've looked on the road trip, seriously. But even in that loss, it was honestly one outside of the Milwaukee game, obviously, it was like one of the best looking Bulls teams that they've had on this road trip. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking good and you're feeling good and you're playing good, it's all good. They'll stay with that.
I've been saying it since training camp. I think that's the best lineup. Caruso and Javonte in there with the big three. I think if you're trying to maximize those guys, which clearly they need to, because I think they're -6.5 this year together, you got to put the best possible players around them to optimize what they do. I don't think Patrick and I have done a great job this year. That's not to say I think they're bad players or they have no potential or they have no hope. I think they would actually both really benefit from playing next to Dragic and having him sort of orchestrate and help them get in position and screen and move the ball and all that stuff that they've done well. I think that's the direction you got to go. Obviously, there's going to be matchups where it doesn't work or whatever, but like they started Javonte for however many games Patrick was out last year. It worked well then. I think he is straight up playing at a higher level than Patrick, and he makes those starters, those all-stars that this team is built around, they make them better.
Yeah.
That's what it should be about.
That's what it should be. Ooh, yes.
JoJo in the comments agrees, saying, yeah, I think IOP will off the bench is where they belong for now. You know, and then, of course, there is that faction of this fan base that I think asks the fair question of, look, as a fourth overall pick in his third year, what does it say if Pat hasn't proven himself to be a guy who should be in the starting lineup of this team?
Mm-hmm. It's not great. Like, you'd prefer that he has established himself, but, like, he hasn't. So, like, what do you do? You just throw him away? No, you find something else. You try to find another way to help him improve. And that's why I said at the beginning of the season that I thought he should come off the bench and play with Dragic. Mm-hmm. I think that just works best for all parties involved. Like, you help the starters get better. You provide more athleticism, pace, transition game, defense, help defense. Like, the Bulls help defense this year. Their off-ball defense has been so bad, despite what the numbers say. Just broken rotations. They're not good. And you need guys next to DeMar, Zach, and Vooch to help raise that floor a little bit. Meanwhile, I think Patrick could actually be really good against second unit players, right? Because the talent level is not as much. He can focus more on trying to get his own shot. And I think Dragic would make it easier for him to do that. So I think that's kind of the direction that has always really made the most sense to me. I think Patrick has some tools. Like, there are plays where it's like, damn, I just saw Patrick do something that showed off his athleticism or his size or whatever it is. But then he'll follow it up immediately with a foul, or like just like letting a ball slip through his hands, not making a layup or not going into contact. It's just like he has a long way to go in terms of understanding the game. I don't want to like penalize him or chastise him for that, because he's just not there yet. Like, what can you do? Yeah. You got to find another way. You got, like, life keeps moving on. You got to either go with it or dump him. And I'm not ready to do that.
I don't think it means that. If Billy doesn't see him as being a right piece and a ready piece for the starting lineup, that he can't develop as a bench player. Mm-hmm. Plenty of people in the NBA develop as important bench pieces and then go on to become more than that. Mm-hmm. I think everybody just wants Pat to be immediately better than he is, because of the fact that he was the fourth overall pick after this fan base got sick of drafting seventh a million times in a row.
Do it now.
And a fourth overall pick sounds like someone who is more important and should be better than a bunch of midi at best seventh overall picks.
Yeah, true.
And indeed. It's, you know, it's three spots.
Yeah.
It's three spots. Like, I don't think it should mean as much as it does to some Bulls fans.
But I do think that, like, it's a problem. We have to acknowledge that as well. Like, I think that in a lot of ways, this whole team was constructed around the idea that Patrick could be that piece that elevates them. You bring in DeMar and Vooch. You bring in Lonzo and Caruso. And, like, Patrick is the guy that's supposed to, like, be the one that has that upside.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it hasn't been there yet. I'm not saying it never will be or whatever, but, like, it's a problem that he hasn't gotten there. Does that mean that you throw him away? I don't think so.
No, and I like what you said with, as far as, like, you see those little flashes, and that's kind of what you kind of go off of. And honestly, if this was a team that was not trying to win, he would still be in the starting lineup.
For sure.
Like, without a doubt. Because sure. You'll let him go figure it out. Go fine. Go make your mistakes. Go make your lumps. But they're trying to win. And so if that's the case, if you're doing something and it's not conducive to winning, then you change it, period, point blank. So you're going to have to find a way to develop him another kind of way. And that's all that is. But you see those flashes, man. You see those certain things. And you just like, okay, he's just not ready yet. The basketball is still being learned. And I think that's the key point of what you continue to say is he ain't learned yet. It's a lot of learning. It's a lot of IQ still that needs to be developed with him. Like certain things he needs to do and certain positions he needs to be in that are basketball IQ things. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, he hit that on the head with that. And it just takes time. That's all you got. And Bulls fans are not patient at all. And it's not like he's been out there world beating either. So I completely get all of that. You know what I mean? But this is the way you have to do it. You know what I mean? Because he's got to learn. Because it's something there. We're still trying to see if it could be pulled out.
And, like, if the Bulls are going to tank and do what seems like a lot of people want them to do, the last player they're trading is Patrick.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be the one that is, like, the next team.
Bro, if they make that decision to tank, he's Mr. Everything immediately. Mm-hmm. If they make that decision to tank, he's bringing the ball
taking
up.
Patrick,
he's tipping it off.
Is having a game every night like the game he had against Minnesota in game 82 last season.
He gets the ball all. He's playing 40 minutes. He's doing everything if they decide to tank, bro. Like, so you can get ready for more of that if they make that decision, bro, because he is going to be that guy.
NIU Dean saying, what are we doing here? This is awful. Apathy setting in with this group. Apathy this group, meaning the Bulls or us? Or Bulls fans? No apathy here.
No, bro.
Frustration. Yeah. Frustration for sure. And I don't think there's apathy with this Bulls team right now. I think they're just trying to figure out how to win these games.
Games.
It was a brutal road trip, and they let some potential wins go.
Like, we just told you what they were going to finish.
Right.
Like, we said it. We said 2-4 was what they were going to do on here. This is what it was going to be.
All right, y'all. Real quick before we get out of here, couple of days off, then you got the Wizards at home, a team you already faced early in the season, lost to them on a DeMar DeRozan would-be buzzer beater, almost did it to him again.
Yeah.
But DeMar misses that shot. The Bulls lose by 2.
Got fouled.
That was a game that Zach was one of those still early season resting Zach games.
Yeah.
They got 32 from DeMar. They got 24-8 from Vooch. Meanwhile, Kuzma, not Beal, Kuzma led the way for the Wizards with 26. What do we need to see differently from this Bulls team to get a W this time against the Wizards team that's struggling right there with the Bulls in those like 11 and 12 spots in the East? This is a winnable game.
Yeah.
Coming back home with a couple of days off, and you got Zach back this time.
Listen, it's simple. You get on board with the attackery. It's that simple, man. You know, we saw if Zach is going to be this and carry this over. Obviously, we'll be watching that much more closely this game. But carry that over into the next game. If that's what's going to carry over, somebody's got to ride the attackery with Zachary. That's all, because that's the reason they couldn't get this victory, because there was nobody else in their attackery. So hit me with the attackery. Follow Zachary.
I love that.
Thank you.
If Javonte is available against Washington, Will, does he start or does Pat start?
I think Javonte will start. Yeah. Patrick had a chance today to come back and prove that he belongs, and he scored double figures, but I don't think he really put enough of an impact on the game.
Yeah.
The Bulls want to get themselves out of this hole. They need to play better. Just everything needs to be better. Their defending in the first half, I thought, was terrible tonight. They're giving up way too many lanes to the basket. The Kings were getting downhill whenever they wanted. They're either getting layups, dunks, or kicking out to three-point shooters who are making all their shots and shooting twice as many as the Bulls did. Like, you're just – the recipe to win games is, like, basically the opposite of what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they just need to play better. They know what they need to do. Mm. They know they need to wall off the paint. They know they need to be more efficient shooting the ball. They know they can't turn the ball over. They know they need to get out in transition. Mm-hmm. You got to do all those things that you said you were going to do.
Wait, what? When did we take?
Justin.
Come on. When?
Did anybody here just say sunshine and rainbows?
When, dog? What was you watching?
Who are you listening to, man?
Bro, come on,
who are you listening
man.
To? I'm in a shit mood right now because the Bulls just went 2-6 on a road trip and lost a game that was winnable just now.
What was you watching, bro?
Sunshine and rainbows.
We just ran through
If this is sunshine and rainbows to you, I hate to think what Steve, not sunshine and rainbows is.
Were we too nice, Steve?
No, not at all.
Maybe he wanted more hat throws.
He wanted a hat throw?
We didn't get any hat throws.
You know what? Though. You don't get a hat throw for that ridiculous falsehood you just like threw that. In there.
My God. I saw somebody say that we were mad because Green Bay beat the Bears. Again, that is incorrect. absolutely wrong-o there, sir.
I'm still salty about that.
You salty about that loss?
Yeah, well, okay.
That makes one of us. I'm not salty.
Yay draft positioning. Anytime Rodgers walks off Soldier Field with a W, yeah. I fucking hate my life.
Damn. Well, you're right about that, Sergio. There it is. It's on the ground.
Suck it, Packers.
There it is. We got a hat.
Enjoy also not making the playoffs this season.
Got what is.
Yeah. Hashtag did my own research. Let's get out of here. We got to wrap it up early tonight because Steve is pulling double duty, bless his heart. He's got to get ready for Blackhawks postgame with our guys, Jay and Greg and Mario. Make sure you stick around and watch them after the conclusion of tonight's Blackhawks game.
Drink some brew.
We are off tomorrow. We'll be back for a Tuesday episode of the show in the afternoon. Bulls will be back in action on Wednesday.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Enjoy the start to your week. In the meantime, you can hit us up on the Twitter machine, CHGO_Bulls, which is where, at the top of that pinned tweet, you can find the links to our CHGO Bulls takeover. Get your tickets if you haven't already. Follow Will_Gottlieb. Big Dave is at Bow, BAWL Sports. I am Bulls_Peck. For Steven, Will, positive. And Big Dave.
So optimistic.
Appreciate y'all for watching, as always. We'll get things turned around at home, Bulls fans. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday night. See Red be good.
Come hang with us December 16th for the Bulls-Knicks game. Boom!
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.